Paulette Granberry-Russell, Michigan State University Senior Advisor to the President for Diversity and Director of the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives. 2015 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative Celebration has been going on, a tribute to Project 6050, Crossing Borders, Breaking Barriers, and Building Bridges. And so let's head to the phones. Good morning, Paulette.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you very much for joining us on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the 19th of January and Project 6050, year-long conversation, as Dean mentioned. Tell us more about the project, would you please?
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, thank you so much for inviting me to interview with you this morning, especially coming from Michigan. So, and we're very pleased to talk about this topic or talk about the Project 6050, which is, as you mentioned, Community Conversations on Civil and Human Rights. It was officially launched last year at this time, the national holiday, with the support of a number of community members, both on our campus as well as off. 2014 represented the 60th anniversary of the Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision that most of us recognize as having desegregated public education in this country. But it also represents the 50th anniversary of the signing of the 19th Civil Rights Act. So a small team of dedicated individuals at MSU agreed that 2014 would be an appropriate year to reflect on our nation's civil rights history. And that was the genesis and the origins of Project 6050.
Well, I see. So Michigan State University choosing to support an initiative like this. I'm sure you're very proud of this. And is it any other institutions like this around the country involved, or why the focus on Michigan State?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should ask that. To the best of our knowledge, no one that we're aware of, no other institutions have done anything akin to Project 6050 in terms of a year-long facilitated conversations, whether it was on our campus or off our campus. So we think that this was a fairly unique initiative on our part. And one of the reasons that, and one of the things that we discovered as we began to do our work was that in 1957, President Dwight Eisenhower established the first Civil Rights Commission, because as I think you recognize, in the 50s, the Civil Rights Movement was really beginning to have an impact on this country. And the first chair of that Civil Rights Commission was MSU President John Hanna, who, along with five other bipartisan members, made recommendations as a result of the work that they were doing on this commission to eliminate discrimination in the areas of voting, education, and housing. And quite frankly, as we've discovered, it was the work of that commission and our president at that time that ultimately led to the framework of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. So what better place than Michigan State than to do something like this?
Paula, tell us about the response on the campus in the city of East Lansing and around the response to this Project 6050.
It has been, as I was describing earlier today, a resounding success. 1 year, we discovered that there was a need both on our campus, but certainly beyond the borders of our campus, to have these conversations. And so we've had over 200 programs. We know that we've engaged at least over 10,000 lives. The conversations happen throughout the campus community, the East Lansing community, the Greater Lansing community, the Detroit areas. We've had conversations with others outside of the state who are interested in, how did you do this? How did you sustain it? We sustained it because some of this work was already going on. You had individuals and teams and organizations that were having these conversations, but often in their own silos. 6050 created this kind of, we call it a tent or an umbrella, a place where people could engage with each other, share resources, garner additional support, and begin to think about other ways that we can impact civil and human rights. Not only just to reflect on it historically, but think about what are today's civil rights, whether it's issues around educational equity, environmental justice, whether it's around marriage equality. And it's not for purposes of trying to insist that someone has to agree with us, but it's an opportunity for us to begin to explore our differences and perhaps better understand each other and why, for example, we continue to see protest and the fact that there's these continuing tensions around a range of issues. Sometimes it takes that courageous conversation to help foster change.
I think you touched on it. I was thinking about Ferguson, Missouri, of course, and there were a lot of conflicts in 2014. What are your thoughts in that light on 2015 with regards to race and race conflicts in this country? Do you think we're moving forward, or are we taking some steps back?
I want to believe, not unlike what happened in the early civil rights movement in this country, the fact that we still have issues of racial tension in this country, that it persists today. Part of this, I think, and when you listen very carefully to whether it's commentary that's offered through the media, whether it's from legends like Congressman John Lewis, and others who write about these issues, oftentimes you'll hear them say, we have to talk about these things. We have to have these conversations. And I think for too long what we've managed to do is kind of quiet the tension around these issues. We don't talk about them in a more direct, authentic, and visible way. And as a result, there's a lack of understanding. Why would a community of people, if we use Ferguson, Missouri as an example, why would a community of people feel as though their community is being disrespected? Why would law enforcement perhaps not understand why, in that particular instance, the African-American community would say, we're not sure that you really have an understanding of how deeply wounded we are by what has happened. And it's not, you know, Project 6050 is an effort to create safe space for us to have these conversations and perhaps heal old wounds and move forward, not unlike what you have seen in South Africa, if I use that as one example on a global level.
Well, you know, the project has come to an end. Kind of a two-part question here, Paulette. Hopefully you'll be having a celebration, and then now that the year's over, what's next?
Well, you know what? We have celebrated. We've celebrated our success, but what we've also said, as of this weekend, the conversations will continue. This was the first year of Project 6050. We know that we've tapped into something that we can't just, let's say, 1 year and it's over. That would be an injustice to the work that needs to continue. And so Michigan State has committed itself to continuing the work of Project 6050.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you mentioned the word conversation a lot, but what do you feel are going to be some of the tangible action steps that will come forth as a result of this, and may have already?
Well, you know, and I think sometimes, you know, people are saying, okay, so what's the plan?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, I think the plan will begin to unfold as we begin to have deeper discussions about the issues that are fundamentally at odds with things that need to happen. So, for example, if we think about educational equity, what does that mean? For many, it's like, I'm not sure. I thought we desegregated schools, and why are there still these issues around achievement gaps between black and brown youth? And so it's beginning to say, open your eyes, open your hearts, open your minds, let's have this conversation, and then perhaps we can begin to understand that these issues exist, and we have to create ways to modify or mitigate those things that have happened. And so what we've said to individuals is, you know, Project 6050 doesn't have a political agenda. It's not here to define a set of outcomes necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's the responsibility of the community to begin to help shape that. So we're not putting constraints on the work right now. It's too early for Project 6050. We are beginning to explore what is next.
Okay.
So the conversations, but then we'll begin to talk about more tangible outcomes.
Well, congratulations on your success. And thank you very much for taking time out of a busy day today. Paulette Granberry-Russell, have a great rest of the week, and thank you very much again for your time.
Oh, and thank you so much for inviting us. Take care.
You too. Very interesting. KMA Time, 828.